Welcome to the Reversing Diabetes Podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast, episode number 124. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. If you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. That's what this podcast is dedicated to. Today, we're going to talk about the holiday season and a strategy to manage the holiday season without getting sicker. Recognize there are many, many different studies out there showing that Americans will end up more ill, sicker with metabolic disease at the end of the holiday season than they were when they started the holiday season in November. So really getting a strategy to manage that experience that is well documented in a way that keeps you from getting sicker is so, so important. So that's what today's podcast is going to be about. It's really quick, easy skill, you know, tool that I teach my clients, but I definitely wanted to share it here. I've shared it in the past. Each year that I share it, I feel like I'm honing it and refining the message. So hopefully this becomes a little more clearer and maybe more usable for you. So before we dig into that, I do want to talk about coming up in January, I will be doing another 5-day session. So I've been doing these. I did a few of these in 2021, but starting in 2022, I will be doing another one in January. So that's 5 days where basically you get to work with me like you would if you were in my group and figure out what it is like to work with a coach to fix your type 2 diabetes. My suspicion is you know what it's like to work with a physician to try to manage your chronic disease, your diabetes. Working with me as a coach is a completely different experience. Yes, I have the knowledge and the training and all of the information that comes along with being a physician. In addition, I have the skills of life coaching, which is really where we learn how to make lifestyle changes that are long-term to get the results in our life that we want. And that's what's different about what I offer for you. I always tell people, if you want what the healthcare industry has to offer, you've already got that available to you. That's baseline. Unfortunately, the healthcare industry in America is not interested in fixing diseases. They're interested in medicating and managing them. If you are interested in fixing them, that's what I am here to help you do. So that 5-day free session will be coming up mid-January. Usually I do it the second or third week of the month. If you are interested, make sure that you follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, go to my website, check it out. All of that information will be there when the dates get finalized. All of that will be there for you. So check those things out. All right, so let's dig in today on the strategy of making a plan for your holiday season and really what that looks like. I teach this differently than I've ever heard anybody else teach it, so I have my reasons for that, and I'll explain that as we go through this, but it's really not what we think it will be. You know, most of us go into the holiday season initially with the hopes that we're not going to have anything, and then we come out on the other end feeling defeated and futile because we had all the things and we're sicker and why didn't that work? So the strategy that I teach is really to help you figure out that why didn't that work part, because that's where the answer is. Everybody needs to hear this. If you're shopping for shoes on your phone right now while you're listening to this podcast, come back to me. The problem is not that you need to stop eating Snickers bars. You think that that is the problem, and I understand that, but the problem is really, why is your brain continuing to tell you that Snickers bars are okay despite them making you physically sick with a disease we call type 2 diabetes? That is where the answer is, and that's what I help people figure out, and that's what the strategy for your approach to the holiday season will help you do. So there are 4 steps. I'm going to go through each of them, and then I'll give you an example of how we use them. So the first step is your outcome, figuring out your outcome. The second step is calendaring them. The third step is committing to the events you want to be at, committing to how you want to manage the events. And then the fourth step is to look at the tools that you have available to you to manage your outcome, to get to your outcome, to achieve the goal that you want. You set a game plan for that. So what do I mean by an outcome? An outcome is what you want the end of the holiday season to be. Being intentional about this is one of the most important steps to being successful with this, okay? So I have my clients look at three different areas that they want to have specific outcomes with. So one, blood sugars. Clearly, we want our blood sugars to be healthy and we want to not be sick with type 2 diabetes. That's what I help people do. But for this season, the holiday season, what do I want my outcome with my blood sugars to be? Do I want them to be maintained stably through the holiday season, not better, not worse? Do I want them, am I okay if they jump up a little bit, if they go up, if they get quote unquote worse? I don't know that I like that terminology, but is it okay that my fasting blood sugar creeps up from 90 to 103 over the holiday season? Am I all right with that? And then some people want to continue to see it improve, right? They're running at 120 right now and they want to see it come down to 100 and they want that improvement to continue through the holiday season. All of these are options. All of these are options. Please hear me on that. Yes, it is totally an option for you to have worsening blood sugars, fasting blood sugars that climb through the holiday season. That is completely an option. And I'll tell you why, because there is a way to fix it. No need to stress out. There is a way to fix it. Now, do I want your fasting blood sugar at 350 every morning? Absolutely not. That is not what I'm talking about. But if you've had a stable blood sugar of 105 and the holiday season is starting and you're comfortable with that creeping up to 115 or 120, awesome, because we know how to fix 115 or 120. There's not a problem there. So recognizing, giving yourself permission to allow it to be worse over the holiday season is very, very important. Now, if you decide you don't want to do it that way, like I do this, right? I don't want my brain to be flooded out with sugar all the time. I don't like what that does in my brain. So I decide not to have my numbers really get worse. That being said, I usually gain weight in the holiday season. And that's an intentional thing, right? Like I know I'm going to gain 5 pounds over the holiday season and I'm going to get to that. But really giving yourself permission because you trust yourself that you know how to fix it, that is what I help my clients do. At the end of my program, that is the skill set that they have. So they can go into the holiday season and decide, oh, I'm okay with my blood sugars popping up to 115 for the next 8 weeks while I enjoy the holiday season. I know how to fix that in the beginning of the year and I'll just bring it back down. So you decide what you want to happen with your blood sugars. The next, you decide what you want to happen with your scale. Do you want it to stay the same? Are you okay with it going up 4 or 5 pounds, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds maybe? Or do you want to keep trending downward because that's what you've been doing? All of these are on the table. Give yourself permission to do all of these things. For me, my scale goes up about 5 pounds through the holiday season, and that's okay because I know how to undo that. I know how to get it back to where I want my weight to be. There's not a problem here. I know exactly how to fix this. And then lastly, the relationship that you have with your food. How do you want that to be at the end of the holiday season? Do you want it to be calm? Are you okay with it being frenetic? Are you okay with some self-loathing going on? I'm not a fan of frenetic or self-loathing for myself. I don't like that. I want my relationship with food to be calm. And because that's what I desire at the end of my holiday season, I really do limit some of the foods that I eat because I know it creates a lot of chatter in my brain and I don't like that. And that's just me looking at everything about the food, right? I don't only look at the fudge and say it tastes good. That's not the only part because that's not the only thing that's true about the fudge. I look at the fudge and I say it tastes good, but all of these other things are going to happen. I'm going to crave it. I'm going to crave all sorts of other things. I'm going to, you know, have a sugar high and then I'm going to have this kind of crash. I don't like all of that part and I make my decisions based on that entire story, not just the story that the fudge is delicious. That's what I teach my clients to do. But really deciding how you want that relationship with your food at the end of the holiday season to be. So that's the first thing. You need to figure out what outcome you want at the end of the holiday season. After you've determined the outcome at the end of the holiday season that you want, you have to grab a calendar. You're going to do two things with this calendar. One, you are going to determine how long your holiday season lasts. For me, really, my holiday season starts in October with Halloween. I really just love this time of year. I love Halloween. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love Christmas music. I love decorations. I love all of the things. I really, truly do. So my holiday season starts maybe earlier than most people's. Manage that. How long is that? Take a look at the calendar. Decide where your holiday season starts and where it ends. That's the first part of calendaring. The second part of calendaring is looking at all of the events that you are going to go to or be invited to. How many Christmas parties? How many Christmas dinners? You know, you've got your in-laws, you've got your family, you've got step-parents. You're going to step-parents for Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving dinners. Figure out how many different events you are going to be going to and get those on the calendar. So those are the two parts of calendaring that are really important. I always encourage you to make a list of events that are available to you that are like possible. I could go to the Christmas party at work. I could go to my friend's Christmas party. I could go to my best friend's mother's cookie exchange. I could go, you know, all of the events that you know you can go to. And then you mark the events that you really actually want to go to or are going to go to for work, the ones that you want to go to. And then I calendar those. I've got this work event I need to go to. I've got these parties that I want to go to. And I put those on a calendar before I make an intention of which to attend. And the reason that I do that is because I don't like having three different events during the week and an event on every weekend night to go to. I just don't like to be that busy. And before I actually say I'm going to go, I want to know kind of where it is on the calendar and time so that I can be sure that I'm not overextending myself and not getting enough sleep or whatever it is. The other thing is if you are intending to indulge in treats at these events, if you indulge in treats 5 nights a week, you know, Saturday, Friday and Saturday, and then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because you have work events, that is going to have a very different effect on your blood sugars than if you're only indulging in a treat once a week, each week of the holiday season. Those are things you're going to need to see spatially and in front of you on a calendar in order for you to make decisions that align with that outcome that you desire to have at the end of the holiday season. So that's the calendaring component. You're going to look at the calendar, figure out how long your holiday season is. The second part is you're going to calendar all the events you want to go to. And then you're going to commit to which events you're going to go to and how, you know, I'm going to these events, that's part of the commitment, and I want this outcome, that's part of the commitment, right? Which of these events am I going to go to, and how is it going to affect that outcome I want? You're going to commit to those, and then once you've committed to that, you have an idea, okay, there's going to be a weekend party, there's going to be a weekday event, there's going to be another, you know, weekend party, and then there's going to be the holiday, or whatever it is. Once you have committed to what events you intend to attend, and how you want the outcome of your holiday season to be, once you've committed to those two things, you're going to set a game plan. Part of this game plan is going to be to consider the different tools you have available to you. So nutritional ketosis, intermittent fasting, cleaning up your diet, all of these things are tools. Managing your sleep, managing your exercise, managing your stress. All of these things are tools that I teach the women in my program so that they can learn to reverse their diabetes and maintain their blood sugars exactly where they want them to be. But you're going to want to look at the tools that you have available to you and how you're going to apply them to the holiday season. So if you're not sure about nutritional ketosis or intermittent fasting or exercise or cleaning up your diet or stress management or any of those things, go back to previous podcast episodes in my podcast, in the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. Check out the previous episodes. I have done podcasts on all of these different things, teaching how these tools work to help you reverse your diabetes and normalize your blood sugars. So go listen to those. But set a game plan for how you're going to manage the holiday season in a way that aligns with the outcome that you want. And again, this might be intermittent fasting, I feel like, is one of the most effective ways to manage the holiday season because it really allows you to have some of these indulgences that you really wouldn't usually have and then bring your biology back to a normal state between those indulgences. So check that out. Not everybody loves intermittent fasting, and that's awesome because you don't have to do intermittent fasting to make this work for you. But that is one of the most effective tools that many, many of my clients use. So look at the outcome that you want. Calendar. Look at the calendar and how the calendar plays into it. Not just calendaring how long your holiday season is, but also calendaring what events you want to go to. Commit to the events, commit to the outcome, and then set a game plan. So what I want to encourage you to do is to not allow your brain to flip out and spin out into stories that are not true and keep you sick. Stories like, it's the holidays, so why bother? Why bother trying to fix my diabetes during the holiday season? Or the food is only here during this specific time. It's not going to be available any other time. I've got to enjoy it now. Or I like to be stuffed. That was one of the big ones for me. I wanted to be stuffed. It turns out that's totally not true. I do not like the way it feels when my body is physically overfull. So I don't even tell myself that story anymore. But figure out the stories that your brain is telling yourself and give yourself permission to question those. Because a lot of times those are the things that keep us stuck and sick in a cycle of, I want this, but I can't figure it out, okay? It's the stories that this food is only going to be here right now. What I want to offer to you, the food's always there, always there. Christmas cookies can be made in July. I know it's mind-boggling to even imagine, but you can buy all of the ingredients to make any Christmas cookie that you love in July. I love my mother's turkey stuffing. I love it. It's so good. She does such a good job. I probably need to figure out the recipe for it so that I can learn to make it. But that's the thing. I can figure out the recipe for it and I can make it in July. Or I can ask my mother to make it for me in July. And I know she would because she loves knowing that me and my brother and our family loves her stuffing so much. All of the food is available all the time. Rolls are available all the time. Mashed potatoes are available all the time. All of the food is available all the time. There is the rare, rare, rare occasion that you're going to come across something that is available to you in a specific time frame. And what I want to offer to you is two things. One, you could probably still figure out how to get that food, but maybe it would really be challenging. Two, the first three bites of that dish is going to be the most amazing part of it. There's no need to overstuff yourself with eating the entire thing. And three, you can also take some home with you and have it on another day in a way that is intentional and serves your outcome that you desire for the end of the holiday season and your health, okay? Do not let your brain put urgency on the food that's available to you by telling you that this is the only time it's available or it's so good or, oh my God, I need it right now. Don't let your brain do that. It's not true. So the last thing, I love it when we kind of do have a lot of different events scheduled in the holiday season, right? Like we have a party on Friday, a party on Saturday, a party on Wednesday, a party on Saturday, a party on Tuesday, a party on Friday. It's nice when you have a number of them because we don't get to practice the holiday season a lot. We get to practice Friday nights a lot. Once a week, we get to practice Friday nights and how we're going to manage date night or whatever, right? We get to practice that a lot. Practicing the holidays only happens once a year. When you have a number of different events to go to, you can make a plan for that event, see how your plan plays out, see what your brain brings to you, the story of it's the only time I'll get it, oh my gosh, it looks so good, everybody else is eating it, whatever the story is, and then see how you manage that. Then you get to revise your plan and you get to practice it at the next event. So I like the option of having a bunch of things to go to because it gives us an opportunity to implement and revise the plan that we've set up so we can get really good at mastering the holiday season without getting sicker. So I'm going to give an example of how in the past I've set up my holidays. I don't know that this year's any different. I guess this year I've practiced it enough in the past few years that I feel more confident in how how it's playing out. I'm going to give you an example of how the outcome, calendaring, commitment, and setting your game plan process works. So for me, again, outcome at the end of my holiday season, I always expect my blood sugars to be normal. My insulin resistance has been reversed for long enough that I really don't see abnormal blood sugars ever anymore, or at least I'm not catching them if they're there. So I expect my blood sugars to be normal. I always expect my scale to go up about 5 to 7 pounds. And then I want, my desire is to come out of the holiday season with a calm relationship with food. Once I've set that outcome, then I take a calendar and I decide how long my holiday season lasts. For me, it usually starts in October because I really enjoy Halloween. I include that as part of my holiday season. I start in or in October, and then I go through January 2nd. For my family, there are a lot of October birthdays. There's a few November birthdays. My birthday is in December. My eldest son's birthday is the day after my birthday, so his is also in December. And then, of course, there's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and there's Thanksgiving and all these things. So my holiday season is pretty packed with all sorts of events, right? Not just the Christmas parties, but then we have substantial birthday parties in December in my family. For me, they're substantial for me. Maybe not all of my family, but they're substantial for me, right? So how am I going to navigate my birthday cake in relationship to Christmas also, right? Like I have to figure out how I'm going to do all of this if I want to have those indulgences. If I decide I'm going to have those indulgences, how am I going to manage them in time in a way that doesn't make me sick? So that's what I do with my calendar. I put all of those things on the calendar. Again, looking at how frequently I'm having events. There are, parties Friday and Saturday, and then, work events Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever. How frequently are those happening, and how am I going to manage them? What am I going to decide to indulge in during those events in a way that doesn't make me sick, right? So for me, I know I can't indulge in something on Friday night and on Saturday night and on Tuesday and on Thursday. I don't like the way my body feels. I have no idea even necessarily what would happen to my blood sugars at this point anymore. I don't like physically how I feel. I'm going to indulge in cake on my birthday, but does that mean I get to indulge in cake on my son's birthday too? Probably not. So figuring out on that calendar how you're going to have the experiences you want, the indulgences that you want, in a way that doesn't let your diabetes get worse. And then I commit. I commit to the events I'm going to, and I commit to the events I want to have indulgences in. Some of this commitment involves thinking about what indulgences you really want, right? We talked about this just a minute ago. Deciding specifically what you want, not just tolerating or like settling for something that you're not really in love with. So for me, I want to have cake on my birthday, which means I skip cake on my son's birthday. Okay. If I had a work event on, and this happened when I would work at my clinic, we would have a big Christmas dinner for the clinic I worked at on December 23rd. Well, I knew that I really wanted my mom's stuffing on Christmas Day, which meant that I skipped whatever indulgences might be at the work Christmas dinner because I knew I wanted something on the 25th and I didn't want to have, the flour and the sugar in my system so closely together. So you have to, this is part of that commitment, right? What events am I going to? What am I going to indulge in? And then how am I going to spread them out in a way that keeps me from getting sick with type 2 diabetes? And then you set your game plan, right? Like, oh, I'm going to have it on this day. I'm going to have it on this day. That means that I need to probably use intermittent fasting on the day before. I'm going to need to use intermittent fasting on the day of, right? Like Christmas Day, I'm not having a big breakfast. I'm not planning anything. I'm planning only my Christmas meal. That's it. There's no need. I'm not hungry after I eat that Christmas meal. There's no need for me to continue to eat anymore. But recognizing that intermittent fasting is a tool that I can use to enjoy those foods at Christmas dinner without making myself sick with type 2 diabetes. So, setting that game plan, where am I going, and then what tools am I going to use in order for me to indulge in the treats that I want, the foods that I want? I don't like the term treats. I like joy eats. I think that that's really what it is. I'm not a dog. I don't get treats for doing something good, but I do get to sometimes use food not for biology only, but for the enjoyment that comes with the food. So I like to look at them as joy eats. So how am I going to have those joy eats? How am I going to utilize the tools that I have? Exercise, stress management, good sleep, intermittent fasting, nutritional ketosis, all of those things in a way that allows me to enjoy those indulgences and not be sicker come January 2nd. That is the strategy. All right. I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. If this is the work that you're interested in, if this is the work that you need help with, yes, there are strategies, but recognize the most important part of this entire strategy that I just taught you is that you figure out what your brain is telling you in the moment, because that's the stuff we have to work on. That is what I work with women on in my 6-month program where I help them reverse their type 2 diabetes. Yes, we learn strategies. Yes, we learn to evaluate data. But more than that, we learn how to look at the stories our brain is telling us that is keeping us making decisions that keep us sick with type 2 diabetes. You do not need me to tell you chocolate cake is a problem. Lay off of it. You know that already. The work that is needed to be done is on why you continue to make the decisions for foods that are making you sick and cutting years off your life. If that's something you're interested in, send me a message, Delaine@DelaineMD.com. I'm happy to set up a time. We can talk about how my program can help you out. Hope this was helpful. I hope you're having a lovely holiday season. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.